So, back in the beginning, when Bihami, the sky spirit, walked the earth, when Darumalan made the trees and mountains, in that place, Gamala was an ancestor, a brave warrior of the Yuin people, the human people. Gamala fought Clever Wally at Mile, the place of Black Wattle. Clever Wally, that old one, is not of the law, and had sought to destroy the law.
When Gamala did not return, his daughters, the White Cockatoo Sisters, sought him.
They found the man lying dead under a huge black wattle tree. They saw beside him a black figure, Wally, the spirit of death, with his two large fiery eyes. That one lifted their father up and dropped him in the tree's hollow center. Then came a terrific burst of thunder as the tree with fiery eyes gleaming was lifted by Wally from the earth and raised towards the southern sky.
A loud screeching noise then broke the stillness. Two yellow-crested white cockatoos flew after the spirit tree.
The spirit tree finally planted itself near the Warrnambool, that is, the Milky Way that leads to Sky Country, where the sky spirits live. I could now only see four fiery eyes shining out. Two were the hungry eyes of Wally Yowie, the spirit of death. The other two were the eyes of Gamala, the first man to die. Death had come into the world. Much sadness and wailing was everywhere. The swamp oak trees sighed incessantly, and the gum tree shed tears of blood, which crystallized into red gum.
To this day, the Southern Cross is known as the place of the wattle, and the pointers are called the Cockatoo Sisters.
One time, death visited the blackfellow, so seldom that we hardly knew him and hardly did look upon him. But now he stands behind every gum tree, hides in every flower, flows from the passing breeze, and rides on the storm clouds. He is everywhere. In all seasons, at all times, in every hour, gathering in the blackfellows as a stockman gathers up his herd, and he will not relax until he has yarded them all.